For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Police sirens in Paris for a familiar reason, a terror attack. This time, a man randomly stabbing people in a touristy area near the famous opera house. One person was killed, four others wounded, two of them seriously. France 24 reporter Charles Pellegrin talked to people who saw the man stab at anyone he came across until police arrived.
Eventually was stopped by police. They first started by tasing him. He did not react to being tased. That made him more angry, if anything, and when that didn't work, they then shot him twice.
The man had no ID, but did yell, "Allah Akbar, God is great." The Islamic State is claiming that the man who died is one of their soldiers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
It's been a busy, nervous time at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano.
In the Lower East Rift Zone, the ongoing eruption has had a new outbreak. A new fissure segment opened about a mile to the northeast of the existing fissure system.
Volcano scientist Tina Neal says there's plenty of ash coming from fissures. Now there's 16 of them. As of yet, no big eruptions. Scientists fear a major blast could happen at any time. It's a wet, soggy time in western Montana, thanks to a combination of events.
It's not too significant, but enough rain that when combined with the snow melt, we've seen the pretty big rises on the rivers out there.
NOAA meteorologist Mark Sherrard says the combination is enough to force occupants of dozens of homes around Missoula to evacuate. The Mid-Atlantic's also getting blasted with big storms, bad enough to postpone the Mets-Phillies game in Philadelphia. Severe thunderstorm warnings are also up in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Netflix has put out a press release warning its users about a new email phishing scam. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This fake email says, quote, "Your Netflix membership is on hold. If you fall for it, it will then proceed to steal your credit card details." The email threatens victims with alarming language and account suspension if they don't give their credit card info. Researchers at Malwarebytes say it's a, quote, "fairly sophisticated scam that uses a security certificate and a website that really looks like a legitimate Netflix login screen." But they say don't fall for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elon Musk has given the first glimpse of his underground Los Angeles tunnel and says free rides will start in only a few months. Musk's boring company has been digging the underground tunnels beneath the United States' second largest city in a project to shift traffic through the heavily congested region. Once fully operational, the system will always give priority to pods for pedestrians and cyclists for less than the cost of a bus ticket, he wrote on Instagram. The tunnels are components of Musk's Loop transport system, which he says will ultimately transport people in their own cars or passenger pods. The tunnel, which is funded entirely by private money, would include electric platforms to carry vehicles up to 130 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.